Good day, I'm Theodore Henry with the GIS Midday News for Wednesday, October 18. Coming up, equipment purchased to boost efficiency of security forces, Jamaica to benefit from $7.5 million CDB grant, and NHF cardholders to benefit from additional subsidies for the treatment of breast cancer and arthritis. The news in detail after the break.
Get your heritage posters and publications now through to October 30 at the GIS. Spend over $1,500 and get a prize. Good while stocks last. We'll play our
part. Now the news. Minister of National Security Robert Montague is reporting that the government has invested heavily in procuring new equipment for use by the security forces in their crime-fighting efforts. Speaking Tuesday at a press briefing to announce Denham Town as the second zone of special operations, Minister Montague says the investment will ensure citizen safety and security not only within special zones but across the country.
We have increased the investment into the mobility and the equipment of both the Jamaica Constabulary Force, as well as the Jamaica Defense Force. We have acquired some 30 vehicles specifically to be used within the zones, which include trucks, buses, pickups, jeeps, and specialized vehicles, and also repaired some specialized vehicles that are required within the zones.
Minister Montague stated that additional office equipment was also purchased for use within the Denham Town Special Zone. Jamaica is set to benefit from an initial $7.5 million in grant funding under the ninth cycle of the Caribbean Development Bank CDB's Basic Needs Trust Fund, BNTF. The money will be used by the Jamaica Social Investment Fund, JASIF, to implement projects in the areas of education, transportation, enterprise development, water, and sanitation. Speaking at the official launch of BNTF 9 on Tuesday, Minister of Finance and the Public Service, Audley Shaw, expressed appreciation for the support being provided by the CDB. Pointing to a recently opened 10-classroom block at Christiana Moravian Primary School in Manchester earlier this month, Minister Shaw said the project, built under the BNTF, continues to have a significant impact on the lives of beneficiaries.
It's when you go on the ground and you see the difference that it makes. A block was put up, additional sections were refurbished, and another one is about to be refurbished. The sanitary convenience is improved and so on. And it's just so wonderful to see the impact that it has on the children, the motivation, the sense of social and physical upliftment.
The eighth tranche of the BNTF came to an end in December 2016. BNTF 9 is expected to be completed December 2020. In the meantime, Minister of Finance and the Public Service, Audley Shaw, is lauding the work of the Jamaica Social Investment Fund, JASIF, in supporting vulnerable communities. He notes that the project funding and execution agency has given 20 years of integral service to scores of communities across the island.
We are quick to get these funds into the hands of JASIF because we know that when it comes to the Jamaica Social Investment Fund, we get every bang for the buck. And they have projects done on time within budget. And we're really proud of the JASIF as one of the outstanding public sector agencies in Jamaica.
The minister was speaking at the official launch of the ninth phase of the Caribbean Development Bank CDB's Basic Needs Trust Fund to be administered by JASIF. The country received just over $7.5 million in grant funding to assist with projects in education, transportation, and other areas of physical and social infrastructure development. And National Health Fund NHF cardholders are to benefit from the addition of new drugs to the treatment of breast cancer and arthritis. Effective October 12, two new drugs were added for the treatment of breast cancer and one new drug for arthritis. For breast cancer, Faslodex injection with the active ingredient fulvestrant is being subsidized by just over $38,000 per 250-milligram injection, and a Gemcit injection with the active ingredient gemcitabine hydrochloride with a subsidy of just over $2,000 per 200-milligram injection and just over $10,000 per 1-gram injection. Reditux injection with the active ingredient rituximab with a subsidy of just over $13,000 per 100-milligram injection and just over $66,000 per 500-milligram injection has been added for the treatment of arthritis. A complete list of drugs and subsidies paid by the National Health Fund is available from NHF participating pharmacies on the NHF website or by calling 1-888-NHF-CARE. That was GIS News. I'm Theodore Henry.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.